What's up, everybody? It's Josh Cribbs. Welcome to your pregame report, Cavs Warriors Game 5. And you heard it right. In order for the Cavs to be victorious, they have to access Mortal Kombat. Literally. Okay, not literally. What I mean is they have to allow their talent to be weapons on the court. Kyrie Irving has to have his dribbling ability freeze the defense like Sub-Zero. He has to tell him, get over here like Scorpion while crossing him up. It has to happen all out there on the court. Game 5. Yes, sir. And I'm excited because this is an opportunity for the Cavs to stun the world. Arguably, would you say if the Cavs are able to overcome this 3-0 deficit, because they won one, it's 3-1 now. If they were able to come back 3-0, breaking a record because it's never been done in NBA history, would you say the Cavs are the greatest team in NBA history? Somebody asked that question to me, and I was stunned for like 5 minutes, and I came to this conclusion, and I feel it needs to be shared. I came to the conclusion that if the Cavs come back 3-0, because it's 3-1 now, if they come back, they are the greatest comeback team in NBA history. Necessarily won't make them the best NBA team in history, but they're the greatest comeback team in NBA history. They still going to have Hall of Famers in LeBron James and hopefully Kyrie Irving. He's on that path. But they'll be the greatest comeback team. And they have to access Mortal Kombat using their talents as weapons on the field. Everyone. Okay, I'm a football player, so I said field, but I mean the court. Yes. I'm excited for game 5. I'm not nervous. Look, I'm a little nervous, never scared. I said that from my last podcast. But I'm not worried about them being able to win in Oakland because they closed out winning in Oakland last year, game 7. The only thing is the pressure was on. The pressure and the momentum was in favor of the Cavs coming back, which made psychologically for the Warriors, made it difficult for them to close out in their own home. Is that pressure there now for the Cavs to win? Absolutely, because it's do or die. It's win or go home. And that's going to be a long plane ride. I've taken that plane ride several times when we played against Oakland in football and San Francisco. Most of the time they were wins. So that plane ride coming home from the West Coast was fun. I want the Cavs to have a fun plane ride going home. Okay. If you lose game 5. Okay, if the Warriors lose game 5, there is no way that the Warriors will go into Cleveland and win another game. I'm going to just say that because we defend the land. I believe that it was a fluke that we didn't win game 3 and they noticeably handled them in game 4. So if the Warriors lose game 5 and it's their game to lose, it's going to be a game 7 in Oakland. Thoughts? Hit me up on social media. If you lose game 5, Warriors, it's going to go down to game 7, just like it did last year. And old Nelly, it's going to be a fight in Oakland at the Oracle Stadium. So if they don't close out tonight, think about the psychological aspects the Warriors have to face coming back to Cleveland. Then the fact that no team in NBA Finals have ever came back from a 3-0 deficit, this is going to be weighing on them heavily. Think about that. And as professionals, they try to block all this out. But let's be real. It's in their minds. They're human. They are human. So we know what the Cavs have to do. And let me remind everyone what's at stake and what the Cavs have to do. The Cavs already, listen, as players, they know what's at stake. Kyrie must break records. Kyrie, break your records. You good. LeBron has to elevate his game. So LeBron, elevate your game. Hold on, because everybody think that elevate your game is elevating your games regularly. Since I started out with that Mortal Kombat, some gamer recognition there. If you guys don't play video games, I'm a gamer. I'm a, you know, comic guy as well. But LeBron has to elevate his game like so. He has to have Super Saiyan transformation power today. If you don't know, if you never watched Dragon Ball Z, Super Saiyan is an advanced transformation assumed by extraordinary powerful members and hybrids. Quotes, air quotes. I got the air quotes. Hybrid. So LeBron, in the basketball world, LeBron is considered a hybrid. He's like a god out there amongst men. He has to access that Super Saiyan power. He has to transform to extraordinary power. This is what LeBron has to do. He has to elevate his game and show it out there on the court tonight. That's what the Super Saiyan is for you non-Dragon Ball fans. I grew up on those type of cartoons. And that's what has to happen. Because they got a great KD. Stephen Curry, we can't, you know, not say he's going to be on tonight again. And Klay Thompson and all the other supporting cast the Warriors have. So LeBron has to access that Super Saiyan power on him. LeBron has to, he has to use the move known as the Kamehameha Wave. Dragon Ball Z, Kamehameha Wave. I watched that, so excuse me for my gamer, lingo. It's an immensely powerful blue beam of energy used as a last resort in battle. Get this. It's used as a last resort in battle because of its potential planet-destroying capability. In other words, LeBron has to destroy the planet tonight. So get your Armageddon gear out, because LeBron is going to destroy the planet. And that is what must happen for the Cavs to win. Are you ready for the planet to be destroyed? But literally, we have to be blown away from his skill set tonight. From everything that LeBron brings to the table, he has to bring it to the table tonight. We have to see the inkling of the talent he is tonight. We got to see it. Everything that he can bring to the table, he has to bring it. For the rest of the tournament, if they win tonight, he has to bring it again the next night. And the next night after that, until they win the game 7 in Oakland. Moving on. I can't wait. To be honest, I can't wait to see what the Cavs are going to do initially coming out against the Warriors in Oakland tonight. I just can't, you know, I can't wait. I'm excited. Look, I want them to come out with all the energy in the world, but there is things they need to get done in order to have a legitimate shot at winning the whole thing. And it can't just be tonight. Draymond Green, he hasn't been a factor all game, but I tell you what he has been. He has been a distraction for the Warriors. And I believe if the Cavs come out, get him out of his game, get him mad. Because listen, look at game 4. All those texts, all the distraction. He about to fight. He has words for everybody on the court. He has Steve Kerr out of his mind. Look at the distraction that he provided for us against the Warriors. They had to calm him down. Oh, come on, Draymond. Come on, chill out, man, chill out. They need to have him, get him, play mind games with Draymond Green. Get him, get in his head. Have him be a distraction again, and let's go to work. But it can't always be, you know, what we need to, you know, psychologically do to the Warriors. We can't count on them always having bad games. We have to play up to their talent and more. Contest Stephen Curry's shots, all of them. If we're going to have to contain his shooting percentage, which drops significantly when his shots is contested all series long and throughout the year. When he's contested, His shooting percentage dropped significantly. He was 4 for 14 because all of his shots, the majority of his shots, were contested. The picks were not working. They weren't. The Cleveland. The Cavs were on it. The pick game for the Warriors was not working in game four. Whatever they did, do it again. And look. The Cavs need to put pause on Kevin Durant. Look, do what you need to do. Put pause on Kevin Durant. Access the dog pound. Look, we give you permission to access the dog pound powers and put the pause on Kevin Durant. Shut him down. Whatever happened in game four, and look, my suspicions, my antennas still went up. I felt like they were just practicing hard against the Cavs. They allowed too many things to happen. But I can't take it away. I can't take nothing away from the performance that the Cavs had in game four. They broke first quarter records with 48 points. They broke first half records, 86 points in the half. I mean, you can't outshoot that. The Warriors didn't really shoot bad. But the Cavs were on fire. Like I said, NBA Jam, he's on fire. That was Kyrie all game. LeBron, he's on fire. They have to be that again. Like I said, put the pause on Kevin Durant. We give you access to the dog pound. Put the pause on Kevin Durant. Now, moving on to the supporting cast. Tristan Thompson, J.R. Smith, R.J., Richard Jefferson, Shumpert, Kyle Korver. Former Megazord. Power Ranger style. Yes, sir. Formed the Megazord. When all the Power Rangers combine, they form a Megazord to fight the big giant monster. The Warriors are the monster. If the Cavs come out crazy on fire, like they did in game four, they're going to easily roll through. I believe this. Tristan Thompson, RJ, J.R. Smith, Shumpert, Kyle Korver form the Megazord. Man, you got to go Power Ranger style on them. You have to. They have to combine to create a force. And I know I said the Power Rangers, but they have to combine to produce collectively as a supporting cast. They have to collectively pull their weight. They must. Just like they did in game four. They have to pull their weight. Kyle Korver has to shoot really good. Shumpert, RJ, they got to pull them shots, and they got to play good defense. Tristan Thompson, he has to own the boards, offensively and defensively. He has to own the boards. And when they do that, Richard Jefferson has to be that veteran on the court. The assists, the rebounds, the shots, the defense that he brings to the table as a veteran, he's a very selfless player. I love him. Listen, let me go back through in case you missed it. Tristan Thompson, J.R. Smith, R.J., Shumpert, Kyle Korver. Listen, they forming the Megazord, the Power Ranger. They have to get that done in order for the supporting cast to be verified. And they can't have one without the other. I mentioned this last time. They cannot have Kyrie Irving ball out the game of his life and break records, and then they win. No, they still lose when he does that by himself. They can't have LeBron have the game of his life and no one else shows up. They will lose if he shows up by themselves. All three. Listen, this is the big three. The big three is LeBron, Kyrie, and their supporting cast all working together. That is the bona fide, verified big three. And that's the truth. That's the way they win this game. The real way. As a team effort. That's the big three that the Cleveland has to offer. If the Cavs come out crazy on fire like they did in game four, scrappy, aggressive, defensively energized, hungry like never before, they will be a force. And they will force a game seven. I promise you. Because ain't no way they're going to come back to the land and win another game. Win tonight. And they will force a game seven in Oakland. I guarantee it. And I don't make guarantees. They're not going to win tonight. They're not going to come back and beat two games straight only to lose it in Cleveland. No. I would be beyond pissed. I guarantee if the Cavs win tonight, they will force a game 7 in Oakland. And the Warriors will have the hardest time overcoming such psychological pressures. I don't know. Maybe it's just me being biased. I don't take nothing away from the Warriors and everything they have accomplished. They are a great team. And that's why they have to, you know, the Cavs have to access all this power. LeBron got to have that Kamehameha wave. He has to go access his Super Saiyan power. Kyrie Irving, he has to go Mortal Kombat on him. Scorpion, he has to freeze him like Sub-Zero. Look, they have to do all of this to beat. This tells you, this is a testament to the Warriors. So I don't take nothing away from the Warriors, but this is what the Cleveland Cavaliers have to do in order to win. We have it in us. They have the capability. And I'm not sitting up here on this radio, on this podcast, pretending like they don't, like they're a team that can't get it done. If they were any other team, I would say, you know, it's pretty much over. They don't have what it takes. But the Cavs have shown it last year, they have what it takes. We all know they have the talent to get the job done. So they have to go out there and get the job done. I'm Josh Cribbs, baby. Go Cavs. Let's comment on my social media. Let's keep the conversation going up until game time. And we'll talk after the game. No matter what happens, win or lose, we'll talk after the game. Josh Cribbs 16, IG and Twitter. Holler at your boy. Go Cavs.